North Carolina's chief information officer, Chris Estes, had a choice to make about drones. State lawmakers banned government use of the technology last year. They also gave Estes the ability to grant exemptions to that ban and to create a plan for widespread drone use if he thinks the state should use them. He does, for all kinds of things.
Helping find lost people, putting out forest fires, making crop shield more. We could create jobs in North Carolina because of this new technology. So I'm very optimistic about that.
Estes' office gathered a working group that includes state officials, academics, law enforcement, military, and private business. They laid out a plan for lawmakers about how agencies could use drones for monitoring the health of crops, mapping geography, and giving traffic updates. The report cites an industry group study that a drone economy could create 1,200 North Carolina jobs and bring in more than $11 million to the state economy. Before that can happen, state officials would have to address some concerns, Estes says.
I think people now associate this with technology that's used by the government to find people. So you can see why they would immediately be concerned if one's flying over their home. The good news is there's a lot of laws already on the books.
Estes points out that privacy laws already prevent spying into people's homes. His report recommends creating a governance board that would solve other issues that crop up. The larger concern is how to safely integrate the machines with other people in planes. The FAA will have ultimate oversight, but state lawmakers are working to pass their own rules of the sky later this year. And this report could serve as the roadmap. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.